Off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Jenna, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Nice to have you up here this morning.
Yeah, it's all sunny, everything's like going on.
You have got the best jumper on as well. I just feel like the listeners need to know it's the most comfortable looking red knit with little flowers on it.
My Nana made it.
Really?
She's a knitter.
Shout out.
Get her down to business.
That's nice.
Yeah, so, but today I would need a jumper for where this book's set, actually.
Oh, nice segue.
This is, the book that I'm going to talk about is a big star favourite at Time Out. Most of us have read it. And it's called Drive Your Plough Over the Bones of the Dead. And it's by a woman called Olga Tokarczuk. So it's translated from Polish. And Olga Tokarczuk, she won the International Booker Prize last year for her book called Flights.
Okay.
And that was translated by Jennifer Croft. And she was shortlisted for the International Booker again this year.
For this book.
For this book, which was translated by a different translator, Antonia Lloyd-Jones, which I really love because it shows that the work...
Totally.
You know, it can work with anyone, I guess, who can speak Polish. But yeah. The International Booker is when... it's translated works and the translator and the author get half the prize.
It's really cool. I love that because it totally acknowledges the amazing and completely singular job that translators do. It's not just putting a word into the same equivalent. You have to get the whole meaning of what the author's trying to say out of a sentence. It's such an art form.
Sorry, I don't know if you said, did you say who the translator is?
Antonia Lloyd-Jones for this one. So I'm really enjoying the starting to read more and more translated works and paying attention to that. And this year it was actually won by The Years by Annie Ernaux. Has Karen reviewed that? That's one of her favourite books this year. Oh, no, it didn't won by The Sorry, no, it was won by Celestial Bodies.
Yes, she did. She brought it up. Yeah.
But we love The Years and that was also shortlisted. So anyway, Drive Your Plough Over the Bones of the Dead. This is set in this tiny Polish village. There's this amazing main character called Janina, which she hates her name and she keeps talking about who would name someone Janina. And she's this staunch vegetarian and she's this keen interest in astrology and she's really seen as this nuisance in the village, quite an invisible older woman.
Right.
And everyone clears out because it's so cold and she does maintenance on her neighbours' houses. But she lives, so she's a loner, but she lives amongst characters that she names like Oddball, Bigfoot, Dizzy, Good News. And when men from the local hunting association are being found dead, all in different but suspicious circumstances, she is convinced and she takes it upon herself to investigate, believing that due to planetary alignments, the men are being murdered by the animals.
Ooh.
And so she spends her time writing to and visiting the police to tell them this, as well as people in the village.
So she's a detective in her own right.
She's a detective, And she's got a special...
Miss Marple of the frozen... Frozen Plains and astrological happenings, maybe.
I love this premise.
It's so wonderful. It's really funny. So it really reminds me of one of our faves, which we've reviewed on here, called The Ice Shelf by Anne Kennedy, that really great eco-comedy, and you're looking at animal rights and feminism, and it's just so smart and funny.
So is this kind of a magical realism sort of a thing, or is it not really that genre?
No, it's kind of just a crime novel.
Right.
But not really.
I'm getting that vibe, and I'm really into that.
Yeah, and because it has this deep literary touch, and speaking about translation, Janina and her former student Dizzy, they are spending their free time translating William Blake's poems, and the title's named after that. So they're taking this passage of writing and they're translating it over and over again in different ways, and to think that that was written in Polish and then that's in English, or English to Polish to English, is just so wonderful. It's hilarious. It's actually...
Like laugh out loud?
And she's
great.
She's quite an unreliable narrator, and you know, she has a relationship with a man and this insect man, and she kind of when
an
they get to the
insect man,
he loves insects. And she, you know,
I was
when they go to
like eight leaves or something,
when they go to the bedroom, she kind of closes the door on the reader and is like, "You don't need to see any of this." You know,
I can see how excited you are about this book, and I love it.
Yeah, it's just so charming and funny, and it was actually a movie. A Polish movie.
I think it's called
Spore. It came out about 4 years ago.
Nice.
I'm Olga Tokarczuk. She's really great.
So the movie came after this book?
Oh, so with the International Booker Prize, often they are written years before in the original language, and then sometimes it can
finally
take
get translated.
5 to 10 years to get
so
translated.
So in that time it was made into a movie as well. Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's great. Olga Tokarczuk is a political activist, and she's been labelled by conservative Polish politicians as a traitor for her outspoken views. She's
sounds
super
like a punk.
Cool. Yeah, she is. She is a punk. That's a great word for her. So I would highly recommend this book. It's kind of, it's one that may pass people by, but we have everyone at Time Out has just loved it.
Yes. Is it a page turner?
It's a page turner. I read it in a day.
Oh, fantastic.
And
I love that.
I was emailing my friend who's a bookseller in Massachusetts, and he's reading it at the moment. He was saying he loves how it sits in the strange space between cynicism and empathy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's such a difficult place to write from as well, because it's really easy to slip into one or the other, but to tread that line, you get such witty writing out of that.
Yes, that's the main word I would say about this book, is that it's really witty.
Mm. I like the whippets on the cover. There's a red whippet and a blue whippet and a star in the middle. It's all very sort of celestial and kind of weird.
I
like that.
So I would say that dogs are the underlying driver of this story.
If you hadn't already sold it to me, now you have. So remind us of the name again, Jenna.
It's called Drive Your Plough Over the Bones of the Dead, and it's by Olga Tokarczuk.
Is this for sale right now?
It is for sale right now. It costs $37. It's published by Text Publishing, and I would highly, highly recommend it.
I was sort of somewhat meaning for me.
Oh, you want to buy this one? Yeah.
I can borrow that one. Thank
you can get you a B-card discount.
You certainly can. Thank you very much, Jenna. That sounds like a fantastic read.
You're welcome.
That was Loose Reads.
You're listening